Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, we began looking at the Apostle John's letter to those in the province of Asia. The fellow Christians in these locations were being misled by a group known as the Gnostics, who claimed to have a higher knowledge direct from the Spirit. We learned, or at least relearned, from the Scriptures that God's one and only truth is in us. His Word is being sown in us by His Holy Spirit. And this week we'll continue to look at this theme as we continue to look at this letter from John. In the process of doing this, though, we'll consider the words of a hymn with a similar theme, hymn 725 in your hymnals, Children of the Heavenly Father. The text for this hymn was originally written around 1832 by Carolina Sandell Berg, and then translated by Ernst W. Olson in about 1870. The words for this hymn are attributed to Romans 8, Matthew 6, and Ephesians 5, but they also apply to our text for this morning, the epistle text from the Apostle John. You could almost imagine the Apostle John singing the words of hymn 725 to his brothers and sisters there in the province of Asia. Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather. Nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given. John tells the believers in the province of Asia that they've been made God's children right there at the beginning, just as Paul and Matthew also make that known in their text that this hymn is based on, each of them being inspired by the same source, God's third person, the Holy Spirit. He reminds them that they have a Heavenly Father in God because those Gnostics were going around trying to create confusion, despair, and doubt. They were trying to convince them that they weren't really Christians unless. Now, I don't know how many of you make it to the city too often, but I know one time I was in Chicago with my family, and there was a guy on the street, and he was handing out pamphlets, and I don't know what the pamphlet said, but he was wanting people to come to faith in Christ, or in God at least, and he tried to give my parents one, but they didn't take one, and he kind of points the finger and says, they don't know who God is. Now again, I don't know what was in that pamphlet, but if there was something additional to the Scriptures that was in there, that's not what we're supposed to be listening to. Scripture alone, sola scriptura, is what we believe in the Lutheran faith, in Christianity. He reminds them that they have the Heavenly Father because those Gnostics wanted them to think that they needed more than what they had. The Gnostics wanted the Christians to fall into despair and doubt. But John reminds them of the Father's love for them, the same Father who told them through His Son not to worry because they were of more importance than the birds of the air. How often does the world continue to try to get you to despair or to doubt whether you have the truth, whether you have place in God's family? Doesn't it try to tell you that you need this additional knowledge or that additional knowledge? Stand firm in Paul then, who would say to those that want to add things on that they be anathema, that is, that they be condemned. You have God's truth in you, and all the truth you will ever need as His beloved child. Just think again of verse 2 from our hymn. God His own doth tend and nourish. In His holy courts they flourish. From all evil things He spares them. In His mighty arms He bears them. This kind of relates to what John writes next. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. Once more,